Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More details are out this morning about the Inspector's General report into intelligence lapses in the run-up to the Boston Marathon attack. The report found the FBI failed to interview key people connected to bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev. It also found information was relayed among agents through office conversations and post-it notes, leaving little paper trail. But in general, the report found intelligence agencies did share information and followed appropriate procedures. For more, we turn this morning to Massachusetts Congressman Bill Keating, who has been a critic and has been briefed on the report. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Congressman, let me ask you a big question first of all. What's your take on this report?
The Inspector General's report is one that was done in tremendous depth. The work they did would be very important going forward to my goal of trying to look at legislation or changes in the code that are necessary to make sure that some of the red flags that were missed, changes can be made going forward so that won't happen again. I think it reinforces the Homeland Security report. It's narrower in scope. It stops at the time that the bomb goes off, but the depth of it is going to be very helpful going forward.
It's kind of a mixed review for the FBI, on one hand saying that the FBI didn't fully investigate things that it should have, on the other hand saying that law enforcement agencies generally did a good job in sharing information.
Well, I disagree with the latter part. There's not a satisfactory job of sharing information, and I think we make a mistake, frankly, patting ourselves on the back on information sharing that obviously broke down and wasn't really shared with the local level. It's a statement and it's a directive that came from the 9/11 Commission that we have to do better. We're 10 years after that report was issued and having another two reports highlighting the same problem.
Well then, from your perspective, did the FBI fail?
I prefer to look at an overall review. There is a combination of procedures that were in place that I think have to be changed. There's coordination of agencies that broke down. There's human error and clearly a siloing of information sharing that has been a problem and it continues to be a problem.
I think the big question out of this is whether or not the attack could have been prevented. What's your take on that? Do you think it might have been prevented?
Well, if I could differ with you on what the big question is, we will never know going backwards if this could have been prevented. That question will haunt us going forward. What's really important for us to focus in on and make changes on is what we have learned from this review and the Homeland Security review that are red flags, that are gaps in the system, things we can have the power to change and we must change to move forward. And I can say this with confidence, the chances of this happening in the future will be lessened if we make these changes. And nothing is foolproof, yet we can do a better job.
You use the phrase, if we make these changes, which leads me to ask, do you think the FBI and the intelligence community are open to change? Do you think they're willing to accept or embrace these findings?
I'm very troubled by the response of the FBI when they said, if we had all the information we now have, we would have done everything the same way. And that's troubling going forward because that attitude is something that will lead us to continue to not maximizing what we can to prevent these attacks in the future. And I think that that has to change.
Massachusetts Congressman Bill Keating.